Today is Wednesday, May 27, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll explore what the latest research says about your metabolic health, your muscle, your food choices, and even the words you use with yourself, because all of it turns out to be connected in ways that are genuinely empowering. Here's something worth holding on to before we get into anything else. Your body is not a fixed system. It is a living, responsive network that is constantly remodeling itself based on the signals you send it. That is not a motivational platitude. It is a biological fact. And today's briefing is full of evidence for exactly that. Let's start inside your cells, because that's where most of the story begins. Dr. Casey Means and Dr. Mark Hyman, speaking on the Doctor's Pharmacy podcast, describe a concept that reframes how we think about chronic health concerns. Deep inside each of your roughly 40 trillion cells are tiny structures called mitochondria. Think of them as miniature power plants. Their job is to take the food you eat and convert it into usable energy. When those power plants start running inefficiently, the downstream effects ripple outward. Fatigue, blood sugar instability, weight shifts, brain fog, and over time, the conditions we tend to label as diseases. Dr. Means calls this pattern bad energy, and according to data from a national nutrition survey discussed on the podcast, approximately 93% of American adults show at least one marker of this kind of metabolic dysfunction. But here is why that number is a starting point and not a verdict. The same research shows these patterns are highly responsive to change. Dr. Means notes that the fatty composition of your cell membranes, which directly affects how well they receive insulin and nutrient signals, can begin shifting within days of adding more omega-3-rich foods to your plate. We're talking about sardines, mackerel, walnuts, flaxseed. Small additions with real cellular impact. And if y'all want a striking example of what's possible over a slightly longer timeline, Dr. Hyman cites a clinical study led by Dr. Kara Fitzgerald. 43 healthy men followed a plant-rich, lower-carbohydrate diet combined with regular exercise, adequate sleep, and stress reduction practices for just 8 weeks. The results: an average biological age reversal of 3.23 years, with no pharmaceutical intervention. 8 weeks. That is the kind of timeline that should feel genuinely accessible. Now let's talk about muscle, because Dr. Gabrielle Lyon, also speaking on the Doctor's Pharmacy with Dr. Hyman, offers a perspective that may completely shift how you think about movement. Skeletal muscle makes up roughly 40% of your total body weight, and it is far more than a tool for getting around. It is your body's primary site for processing the carbohydrates you eat. It is a significant fat-burning engine even when you're at rest. And this is the part that tends to surprise people. It is an active communication system. Every time your muscles contract during exercise, they release over 600 signaling molecules called myokines into your bloodstream. These molecules travel to your brain, your liver, your immune cells, and your fat tissue, delivering anti-inflammatory instructions. One of those myokines triggers the production of something Dr. Hyman calls Miracle-Gro for the brain, a compound that supports memory, mood, and long-term protection against cognitive decline. Building on that, a large review published in the British Medical Journal, covering more than 1,000 randomized clinical trials involving approximately 120,000 people, found that exercise was as effective as, or more effective than, counseling or medication for alleviating depression and anxiety. And resistance training specifically showed the greatest benefit for depression. That is a finding worth sitting with. Both Dr. Lyon and Dr. Hyman are clear on the practical message here. Strength training is not optional for long-term health, and it is never too late to begin. Dr. Hyman started serious resistance training at 59. Dr. Lyon's father made meaningful gains starting at 89. The door is open at every age. Food quality is the next thread. And Dr. Hyman uses some compelling research to challenge the idea that health is simply about eating less. A 2019 National Institutes of Health study found that people eating ultra-processed food consumed approximately 500 more calories per day than people eating whole foods, even when both groups were told to eat freely. The type of food, not just the amount, appears to drive overeating. And in a separate study published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, whole almonds were found to deliver approximately 32% fewer usable calories than their nutrition labels suggest, because of the energy your body expends digesting them. Dr. Means frames all of this through the lens of what your cells actually need. Think of it less as a diet and more as a supply chain. Fiber to nourish the microbiome in your gut, antioxidants from colorful vegetables and berries to protect those mitochondrial power plants from damage, omega-3 fats from fatty fish and walnuts, quality protein to support enzymes and hormones, and fermented foods like yogurt, kimchi, or kefir to maintain the diversity of your gut ecosystem. Cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, kale, cauliflower, arugula, get a special mention from Dr. Means because they contain compounds that appear to influence antioxidant gene expression directly. Your vegetables are essentially talking to your DNA. Here's a dimension of health that often gets left out of these conversations: the story you tell about yourself. Behavioral expert Chase Hughes, speaking on a Jillian Michaels podcast episode, describes what he calls an identity-based behavior shift. The core idea is this: when people genuinely begin to see themselves as healthy, not as someone trying to become healthy, but as someone who simply is, their daily choices start to align with that self-image almost automatically. This connects to a well-established psychological principle. We feel discomfort when our actions contradict our sense of who we are, and we tend to resolve that discomfort by changing our behavior, not our identity. The practical implication is subtle but meaningful. Replacing "I'm trying to eat better" with "I'm someone who takes care of my body" is not about bypassing reality. It's about beginning to close the gap between aspiration and self-image. The language you use with yourself may matter more than you realize. Finally, the connection between sleep, stress, and movement, which Dr. Hyman returns to across many episodes of The Doctor's Pharmacy, is worth understanding as a system, not a checklist. A Finnish cohort study of approximately 40,000 people found that men who described their lives as nearly unbearable due to stress had a nearly 3-year lower life expectancy. Research by Dr. Alyssa Eppel and Nobel Prize winner Drive, Elizabeth Blackburn found that women under high chronic stress had telomeres. Think of these as the protective caps on the ends of your DNA strands, like the plastic tips on shoelaces, that were equivalent to 10 years of additional aging compared to lower stress women. These are not reasons for alarm. They are reasons to treat restorative sleep, stress reduction, and regular movement as genuine medical tools, not lifestyle luxuries. If you have recent blood work, Dr. Means and Dr. Hyman suggest looking at 5 specific markers: fasting glucose, triglycerides, HDL cholesterol, blood pressure, and waist circumference. Think of these as a visual progress map for your metabolic health. Optimal fasting glucose is closer to the 80 milligrams per deciliter, not just under 100. Optimal triglycerides are closer to 70. If any of those numbers are outside ideal ranges, bring them to your next provider visit, not as a source of worry, but as useful information your body is already offering you. Before we close, a reminder that everything in this briefing is for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for a conversation with your healthcare provider. If you experience chest pain, sudden shortness of breath, unexplained rapid weight change, persistent fatigue, or anything that feels new and concerning, please reach out to your care team promptly. Your simple, cost-free step for today: the next time you catch yourself saying, "I'm trying to be healthier," swap it for "I'm someone who takes care of my body." Say it once. Notice how it lands. That small reframe is a real biological invitation, because identity shapes behavior, and behavior shapes your biology. Thank you so much for spending this time on your health today. That's your functional health briefing for Wednesday, May 27th. Come back tomorrow for another grounded look at what the research says and what it means for you. You've got this. Take care of yourself.